In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today we have as our gospel the healing of the blind man. The healing miracles of Jesus were never intended to be only expressions of the divine power. They always pointed beyond themselves. From sickness to health, from brokenness, from the brokenness of this world, as we just heard about from that reading from prophet Isaiah, to the wholeness, from brokenness to wholeness that is to come, and from the present darkness to the coming of the light, from the coming of the day spring from on high, the light. The healings are foreshadowings of the dawning of the kingdom of God, whose completion to establish that ultimate healing in heaven. The story about blind Bartimaeus is touching for a number of reasons. To begin with, it reminds us of how important names are. Individuality, persons, and for all its brevity, St. Mark alone among the gospel writers records this blind beggar's name. We don't know why, and I guess it doesn't really matter, but what does matter is that St. Mark names him. And I take that as a small testimony to a very large truth. Each of us, one at a time, is important to God. Even if we are blind, even if we are beggars, blind Bartimaeus asks for his sight, and at Jesus' word, it is restored. The difference between us and Bartimaeus is striking. It is the difference, the contrast, between vision and sight, recognition and perception have to do with vision. Seeing has only to do with sight. Bartimaeus, though blind, had the vision to recognize Jesus, and he asked for his sight to see. We, most of us, have the sight to see. What we all too lack, and for that which we need to pray, is the vision to recognize. And so often sight gets in the way of vision. The great poet John Milton said, "I thank God who took away my sight, that my soul might see." Speaking of the workings of his own mind, Albert Schweitzer, the great medical missionary to Africa and musician, said of himself, "I thank God that he did not make me brilliant. It has forced me to be profound." Eyesight, so filled with the details of the foreground, can miss the reality that lies behind it. So we sighted come, just like Bartimaeus, begging what we need: vision, awareness, sensitivity, recognition. asking that beyond the shape and surface of things, our hearts be opened to the truth, the reality, the presence of God. This is the basis of our whole sacramental theology, that the surface things, the material, the tangible things of this life, point beyond themselves to something greater, to someone more profound and satisfying. But we must have the vision to sense this, and because of it, that the whole of creation is holy because it all points to God. But the ways of God are subtle. He doesn't force himself on us. He respects us too much for that. And our world of things is not subtle, is it? And this is why it often keeps us from God. Seeing all things, we don't realize that we are blind to the things that matter. The world of things commands our attention, and they assert themselves. We have no need to affirm them. They are there. But the things of the Spirit do not assert themselves. We have to discover them. And all our Christian living and developing and growing is the nurturing of this sense of the awareness of the abiding presence of Christ that animates us and gives meaning to the whole of life. We are told that Bartimaeus, after being healed, followed Jesus in the way. Or another translation says it followed him on the way. And this is a technical term for what the early Christians called themselves. They were the followers of the way. It's another term for Christian discipleship, following the Lord in the fullness of his resurrection and revelation. For Bartimaeus, it meant more than just seeing Jesus as a wonder worker. He was enabled to go beyond that and to see in him the man for others, the suffering servant, the Messiah. And he followed him on the way. It was the way of the cross. May this growing awareness of who Jesus really is happen to us so that we may pray together that great collect from evening prayer that we pray often, for the collect, a prayer for the coming of the presence of Christ. Lord Jesus, stay with us. Be our companion in the way that we may know you as you are revealed in Scripture and in the breaking of bread. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.